as I mentioned to you, the 30 years war in Europe between the Protestants and the Catholics destroyed large sections of Germany and spilled over into other countries, to Switzerland, to France, but no one suffered as the Jews suffered. The Jews suffered from the Protestants, they suffered from the Catholics, and then later in the great Catholic counter-reformation, which was led by Ignatius de Loyola, who founded the Society of the Jesuits, the Jews suffered again. And the complete breakdown of the Jewish communities in Germany just completed the emigration of the Jews from Germany eastward to Poland, and added another bitter chapter to this seemingly unending problem that the Jews had in Europe. I want to discuss with you tonight, aside from these historical incidents, I want to discuss with you a background that will enable us, hopefully, to understand the next century and a half of Jewish life. We are now in the middle and towards the end of the 1500s. The 17th century, the 1600s, is a time of even greater than usual turmoil in Jewish life. Terrible things happen. The greatest events of the false Messiah, Shabtai Tzvi, happen. The Jewish world changes irrevocably in this next century. But the foundations for the problems of the next century are laid in historic events that happened 100 years earlier here in the 1500s. I mentioned to you that in the city of Tzvas, at the same time that Rabbi Yosef Karo lived there, there also lived there the famous Rabbi Isaac Luria, Rabbi Yitzchok Luria, who was known as the Ari and was and is the greatest Kabbalist in Jewish history, probably, at least in terms of publicizing and new ideas in the Kabbalah and in spreading the ideas of the Kabbalah throughout the Jewish world. Let me say at the outset that all rumors to the contrary notwithstanding, this is not a class in theology nor in philosophy, and I do not consider myself to be a person who can explain Kabbalah. I can't explain it to myself, let alone to others. There are many times in the rabbinate when ignorance never holds the rabbi back, but this is not one of those cases. I skirt around the issue. But I do want to say certain basic points here that have to be assimilated by us in order for us to understand why the Jewish people behaved as they behaved in the next century. Without an understanding of this, then it becomes very difficult to understand the motives and the dynamics that were present in the Jewish society in the 17th century without understanding the historic importance of the spread of Kabbalah in the 16th century. In Jewish thought, the idea of the exile of the Jewish people underwent an evolution. By that I mean that originally the exile was seen purely and starkly as a punishment for the sins of the Jews. That is how we see the exile explained.